Hey, Pat, did you hear Maggie O'Brien's was voted best Irish bar in St. Louis?
No, Eddie, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Maggie O'Brien's was voted coldest beer in town.
I had no idea.
Maggie O'Brien's was also voted best smoked corned beef sandwich in all the Midwest.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm very serious. We're also voted number one place to go before and after all major concerts and sporting events.
My God.
And Maggie's was voted best place to meet your future ex-wife.
Huh? Wait a second. Who did the voting?
Don't worry about that. All voting was done by Pat and Eddie McVay's family and friends, but it really is a good place to go.
Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause.
Doug, what is this?
I will travel. The Pokemon song?
Is it really?
I think it might be.
How'd you know that?
Well, it was on my TV when my kids were little. Occasionally.
I didn't know that.
Pokemon Talk coming up in a matter of 30 minutes.
We got it.
Actually, 23 minutes now on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2. Doug and I were talking in the break. Doug actually said he just switched, and he's actually going to vote for Hillary.
Oh, God, no.
But some people will say that America is a nation divided. They say we disagree on everything, Doug. But they're wrong. We agree on a lot, like liberty, justice, three-day weekends, funny T-shirts, burritos, sliding on hardwood floors and socks, cat videos, and beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light.
No.
That's why we formed the Bud Light Party. We are the fake political party America needs right now. A party proudly stuck in the present, where all men and women should be treated fairly, paid equally, and live happily. A party for everyone. Because no matter where we all stand on the issues, Doug, we all sit on bar stools. America has seen the light, and there's a bud in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Did you do that without a script?
Absolutely
not. I think
he
was reading most of it.
I thought he did.
That was he
did
right from the teleprompter.
He did the I would vote for Hillary.
That without was freestyle.
That's what we call an ad lib. Right. And that's, you can't do that off the bat. You have to be in the biz for a while to be able to ad lib.
Do that.
Would you rather have Donald Trump or Vince McMahon?
Oh, stop. I was just joking.
Or Vince McMahon as your next president?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. Donald Trump or Vince McMahon?
Mm-hmm. Just hard to
They've worked
you.
Together.
You asked that question. Yes, they have.
Maybe he'd make Vince McMahon his
VP.
Running mate and get all the wrestling fans.
Right. Be great for the country.
He probably has the wrestling fans already.
I don't think, he's got to work for that vote.
I would have to see Vince McMahon campaign for a while,
right,
and kind of feel it out before I make that judgment.
You would have to see him do the campaigning.
Well, I mean,
you
if you're comparing him
feel
to
he's
Donald
already
Trump,
qualified for
well, I'm
the
just
position.
Saying. I'm just saying. If
none of them are qualified
asked,
that are running now,
right?
No.
But if you would have asked, let's say, 2 years ago,
okay,
who is more likely to win a nomination for president, and you'd say Donald Trump or Vince McMahon, don't you think it would be about 50-50
yeah.
of people saying which one would win?
It's a sad question mm-hmm. to ask.
And yet that's where we are.
We've got a little storm blowing through here. Yeah.
We got a hot take storm.
Maybe it'll cool it down.
I saw a picture from St. Charles that looked like the end of the world was coming.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not good for business.
No, I wouldn't think that it is. I would like to see Vince McMahon do the million-dollar walk as he stepped up to the podium to make a speech, though. That I would like to see. Yes.
Now, is Vince McMahon, he's got to be about 70, right?
Yeah.
Ish?
I think. Yeah.
Vince McMahon.
I'm going to say he's probably about the same age as Trump, about 68.
Vince McMahon, I did not realize this, born in Pinehurst, North Carolina, 70 years of age.
Yeah.
70, Doug.
All right. Sounds about right.
This is his 50th wedding anniversary to Linda.
Or she ran for the Senate. Remember
she
that?
Did, yeah. Or some of the guys call her Linder. Linder. Linder McMahon.
Linder.
How about that, Doug?
I'm surprised that they've been together for 50 years because there have been all kinds of allegations of some liberties he's taking with some of the female combatants.
Now, I
don't know
really,
them to be true.
Yeah, I don't really follow it.
It must not be true or he wouldn't be married for 50
years. Scuttlebutt, right.
You've heard, of course, a lot of allegations over the years about steroids.
Right.
And then with the fact that it seems like, I'm not trying to stereotype, but it seems like almost every wrestler dies about the age of 47 from some type of either tragedy or heart issue or drug-related or alcohol-related offense. And I know I'm painting with a broad brush, but it seems like we see that almost
been a lot of them.
Every year.
Mm. Yes.
I've actually never heard that there were allegations of Vince philandering, but I'm sure...
Oh, it's just what you see on a website every now and then. It might be totally inaccurate. I don't know. I shouldn't have said that, because if he's been married for 50 years, he probably hasn't.
Or maybe they've got an open relationship.
Could be. Could
maybe
be.
She can mess around with the wrestlers and he can mess around with the demons. One of those deals.
I'm sure it takes a different kind of guy to want to be a pro wrestler in the first place. And then it takes someone who's going to get slammed on their head often. You know, whether it's fake or not, they still take some shots to the head.
So and that's all he's known.
You got the concussion issue to deal with.
He's born into the family and that's all he's known. I mean, it's hard to... He's easy to make fun of, and I'm not a big fan, but my gosh, he's had some staying power, and he changed the whole thing of wrestling.
Yeah.
And you wonder, though, how much of his act is an act, because he is part of the whole presentation. I'm sure there's a lot of legit bombast, but also that's the role he plays.
Don't say legit bombast.
I'm going to say whatever I want.
All right.
I mean, the dude's got to be worth, what? $1 billion?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is.
Has been for a long time.
You got to give the dude props.
They said yesterday that apparently with the sale of UFC, that Dana White is slated to make $360 million.
I would have thought more than that. He owned it.
He had 7 to 9%. Did you know that Abu Dhabi, I believe, either Abu Dhabi or Qatar or one of those joints owned 10% of the UFC?
No.
Yeah.
And it's a couple brothers that are going to make about $4 billion, right?
Yeah. I saw that it started with a $2 million loan.
Yeah. And they were about done when Dana started in taking over.
Because they basically had no rules.
Right. And that's the problem. The rules, adding the rules was...
Made it legitimate.
It made it much more legitimate. At least some state organizations would allow them to have the matches.
Right. It was pretty brutal there at the beginning.
Yeah.
And the famous line, I'm paraphrasing, but I believe John McCain called it human cockfighting.
Yes.
Back in the day. But that's when they didn't have weight classes, because you had a dude who was...
You could have a 400 guy, 250 against the 185.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember watching that, though. Let's say, I don't know how long it's been around, but I want to say close to 20 years ago when Gracie was the man. And when it first started, and you saw that dude who was really small relative to the other guys, and he had his gi on, and you'd see these big... You'd see these other dudes with their shirts off, and they were strikers, and you'd see this smaller gentleman who you thought had no chance to win, and all of a sudden he puts them in some type of move where he's about to break their arm,
right,
and they tap out every time, and he won, it seemed like, every single time.
The Gracie family.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, it's become big business now.
That's jiu-jitsu, correct?
That's what everybody was talking about this last weekend.
Yeah.
That's what the whole country was talking about.
Yep. Yeah. Brock Lesnar.
And everyone just seems okay with it, that people get punched in the face five times when they're lying down. Not sure he's knocked out. Sure, he went down with... completely limp and his eyes rolled in the back of his head.
I don't know
but
about
it's
that,
important
honestly.
That you jump on them and hit them four,
I don't, I don't,
more
I think
times.
They stop those pretty damn quick.
I think the refs do a pretty good job. I Big John McCarthy and Herb Dean and some of the other guys, I think that they do as good a job as they can. That's not an easy situation, because if you stop a fight too early, the guy who you stop is crushed and but then if you let it go too long, then
he might die.
Something bad could happen.
Well, somebody will die sooner or later. It happens in boxing.
It happened in boxing a lot.
Somebody will get kicked in the head and it'll snap their neck and they'll die. And
I mean, there have been some scary shots of arms being broken and legs being broken from kicks. I mean, it's so they're just a heartbeat away from somebody.
Arms and legs are okay in 6 months.
Yeah.
Or 6 weeks in case of an arm.
But when you turn out the lights,
you start breaking necks and heads and things, and that's not so good.
You're saying that's a bad thing?
Yeah. I'm saying I'm and I've said it before, in an era when other sports, the primary concern right now seems to be safety and concussions and football and soccer, and here, like one of the most popular sports we've got going now, where that's the whole idea is, can I inflict a concussion on this other person? And everybody's okay with it. Nobody even questions it.
But I think those athletes, they know what they're signing up for. They know it's dangerous.
Sure.
So do football players.
Right. Hopefully, you know, if you get to the top, it seems like you're paid well. I think, unfortunately, it seems like the guys at the lower levels are not making great money.
No. I read a story just today that after it came out that the thing is being sold for $4 billion, that the UFC fighters are talking about unionizing so that they can get a little bit more, a bigger piece of the pie. If they got that kind of money floating, or if they're generating that kind of income, they need to be making more of it, which would seem reasonable.
And think about that. If you look at other sports, most of those collective bargaining agreements, it's usually pretty damn close to 50-50 split between the owners and the players. So if UFC is worth $4 billion, I don't know how you break that down, but it sure seems like the athletes should be getting a much larger portion of that pie.
And you'd get a lot more of them, I would think. I mean, if you're going to start to make $1 million or more for one 10-minute fight, I mean, there'll be a lot of people go for that. And they do it, what, twice a year, maybe, the big guys? Twice a year, is it?
Maybe three times
a
year.
Two or three, yeah.
Hey, Doug. Yeah,
who wouldn't sign up for that?
I wouldn't, but...
Well, maybe not us. I mean, what good boxer or talented amateur wrestler or
athlete that,
wouldn't say, oh, you're going to pay me how much, and that's all? And I might land a punch, and the whole thing might last 30 seconds, and you're going to give me $1 million or $2 million? Sign me up.
Yeah, you got to have a good... You got to also have a good personality, it seems like.
Just like Doug.
You think that's part of it, the personality?
Oh, I do. I think when you look at the fighters, I interviewed Tito Ortiz 3 weeks ago out at Normandy. He came out. He was a great guy, only guy that had ever been at Normandy that had slept with Jenna Jameson, to my knowledge. We may have had some caddies back in the day.
Yeah.
But he was a great guy. He's got a great personality. You look at Randy Couture back in the day. I mean, those guys were the ones that made the sport. I mean, they really were.
Yeah.
I think it helps to have a personality. It sells tickets.
I'm sure it does.
Conor McGregor.
Brock Lesnar has no personality.
No, he doesn't, but he's just such a...
It's a monster.
...massive human being.
Nick Diaz apparently had the personality beaten out of him. Did you see the interview?
The Diaz boys are interesting cats, Nick and Nate.
Hey, Doug. Llewellyn's Pub, they have the Redbird Summer Sweeps. They're in full swing. Now through Labor Day, come into any of Llewellyn's 6 area locations, order the special of the day, and you'll have a chance to win a trip to spring training along with 11 other amazing prizes. Second prize, a trip to Louisville for a distillery tour, and third prize is a VIP tour of Anheuser-Busch for 25 guests. The more you go to Llewellyn's, the more chances to win. Check out llewellynspub.com for details, or deets, as they say. Or follow them on Facebook.
I've never said deets in my live long
life. I'll say whatever the hell I want. And follow Llewellyn's Pub on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get updates. You're talking Central West End, Doug, Soulard, St. Chuck, Webster Groves, Wildwood, Winghaven. And how about this? We have a brand spanking new list of specials for the week.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear the special for today, Chuck?
Oh, you're going to do it?
Well, I didn't know you had it in front of you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, today, like a combo Tuesday, read. You're talking about a Driscoll salad.
What's a Driscoll salad?
You're talking about a Driscoll salad.
What is that?
Well, it's a bed of spring leaf topped with candied
pecan. Why do you say a bed? Why do you call a bunch of lettuce a bed?
Well, because it lies there. The lettuce just lies there.
It's a pretty good point.
In a bed.
Okay.
A Driscoll salad, it's a bed of spring leaf topped with candied pecans, feta cheese crumbles, sliced strawberries, and sliced balsamic marinated chicken breast is exactly what it is.
And that's named after the great Pete Driscoll?
I believe it is. Lefty Driscoll.
Lefty Drizzell?
Driscoll.
Yeah.
Monday, Cobb salad.
Named
Wednesday,
after Ty Cobb.
Steak and cheese. Thursday is the Imperial.
What's that?
We're talking slow roasted pork loin, ham, and turkey. Mm. Pan seared, then topped with melted smoked blue and Gouda cheeses. Loaded onto a smoky tomato bun. This sounds really good.
It does, yeah.
Then finished with mixed greens. I don't know if that's a bed or not.
Maybe.
Tossed in our bacon, vinaigrette, and tomato slices. Friday, Doug, fish and chips. Some people say fish and chips and vinegar,
vinegar.
Okay.
Fish and chips and vinegar. Pepper, 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 salt.
I've never heard that song in my life.
That's a song you sang as a kid.
Well, I didn't.
I think the heat's getting to him.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday you have Llewellyn's chicken, and you have the Irish breakfast sandwich.
Oh, that's nice.
For the mother of God, can someone turn down the heat?
I don't
check
actually.
Check the thermostat. Is it on bake or broil?
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, it's bad.
It's not, okay.
It's bad.
It's not comfortable.
My ass is
sweating. I'm not sweating yet. Are you sweating?
No. I'm glowing.
It's a nice Broadmoor shirt you have today. Again, you're really outdoing yourself with the shirts.
Mm. You ever played at the Broadmoor Country Club?
I did play in the Broadmoor Amateur up there. Beautiful place. Beautiful spot. Dow Finsterwald was the longtime bro.
Yeah, one of my favorite names in golf. Yeah, my in-laws belong to that.
Nice place.
They lived right there. Lived right in that neighborhood.
Beautiful.
And my father-in-law didn't play at all. Rarely. I mean, he was a once every 10 years golfer.
Right.
But he thought if he went to the Broadmoor, you know, maybe he'd learn to play. He's got this country club membership, one of the best clubs in the country.
Yeah.
He'd take some lessons. He took some lessons. He couldn't play a lick.
That was it.
He couldn't play a lick. And I kept encouraging him, go on. Just join a group. You'll find some other people who can't play at all. So finally he says, no, I don't want to do it. I'm too embarrassed to go, and I'll hold him back because I'm so bad. I said, forget that. You just got to get out there and play. So I convinced him to do it, and he calls me back like the next day and said, well, I did it. I went out to Broadmoor, and I said, okay, if they ask, I'm a single, they'll put me with somebody, and they did, and so they called his name, and he goes up to the group, and he's playing with Reggie Jackson.
Uh-oh. Reggie Jackson.
And the guy who used to own the 49ers, DeBartolo.
DeBartolo.
Those were the two other people that he joined.
Mr. DeBartolo, Mr. Jackson.
He said in that mountain air, Reggie Jackson was hitting the ball about 500 yards.
I bet he would pound it there. Mm. Oh, gosh.
So hey, that was the last of that.
Chuck, you know, we're only about five away from Kitten Kaboomy, Jewel.
I noticed that. So
she's been promoting us on the tweets.
And I saw somebody went and sent me a screenshot, apparently, that she heard that I said I thought she looked, I didn't mean it as an offensive comment, she just looked younger. But apparently she's not, relatively speaking, that young, but she's a very good-looking young lady.
I'll say 24. Is that...
We'll ask her. Okay. Although women don't
Does that matter?
I think if you're 24, if you're under 25, there should be no problem with me asking how old you are.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Now, maybe once you get into your 40s and you got issue with it, I'm still going to ask. You just don't have to tell me.
I don't think there's a lot of senior citizens out there playing Pokemon right now.
It's catching fire, Doug.
Is it?
It's sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is,
and I don't even know what it is, and that's why we got that's why we got KK on.
This coming on in 7 minutes, Doug. In the meantime, Maggie O'Brien's at 2000 Market Street. Union Station is next to them. They have free valet parking, shuttles to and fro, all the games. Why hassle with parking? The number one place to go before all Cardinals games. Cheap pitchers, well drinks, and bottles before every game. Live music Friday and Saturday nights. How about we go to the Appliance Discounter phone lines before we talk with Kitten Kaboomy. Shrewsbury Seminary student is on line one and has a hot take for us.
Yellow.
Good morning, Shrewsy.
No, hey, he's not there.
And new.
He's not there at all. Mm-hmm. Thought he would be, but no, he wasn't there at all.
He's pressed for time.
Let's try line two. What's up, Mike?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, you know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do?
I went out to eat with Jessica yesterday.
You had a little date with Jessica?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Just went out to eat with her yesterday.
Where did you go to eat?
Some place with her. I can't remember where. I would ride with her and went to eat with her.
What type of food did they serve? Was it a authentic? Was it an Italian restaurant? A Asian place?
Yeah, Italian restaurant.
Okay.
You got
first time I eat that one too.
You got so lost in her eyes, you couldn't even remember where.
And earlier I was just an app and 1007.
Today you were.
Yeah, I called in. They put me on, too. FM 107.
Maybe you need to decide on one radio station and one radio station alone.
So, you know, I'm going to put me on, too.
Yeah, all right. All right, what else is happening, Mike?
How's Cletus?
He's all right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, yesterday I had a lot of fun with Jessica.
Sounds like it. She's a lovely lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think you'll see more of her?
Yeah, all the time.
What's Penny think of this, Mike?
I won't tell her.
No, I wouldn't tell her.
Well, she might listen to the show, though, Mike.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a thing.
I won't tell her.
No, I wouldn't tell her.
Jessica's so cool.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Hey, Mike, before we let you go, because we got to get to Kit and Kaboomi, we got to make sure we don't go over time for the slot there. Anything you want to say to Doug before you go?
Hey, Doug.
Yo.
How come you got small penis?
Pot him down! Pot him down! Whoa.
Wow.
I cannot believe he did that.
Mike Lee has been suspended.
Small peanuts.
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name, even as we speak, is going into the handsome leather-bound Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule. And that was me throwing the pin down in disgust.
No, you're not happy with that.
Just order the special today. Today you go in, you order the special, and your name goes into the hopper, and you might win that trip to spring training.
And what's the special today?
It's a Driscoll salad. It's a nice little bed Driscoll. Of lettuce. We're talking strawberries. I think there was some nuts in there and potentially some vinaigrette.
The big D, the big Driscoll.
I would say it's just a nice little Driscoll salad.
That's a flat out nice salad proper.
We could all use a little more Driscoll salad in our diet.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, all the fatty foods that so many of you guys keep eating.
Right.
Do you ever just go to a restaurant and say, just give me a flat-out salad proper?
Well, I haven't really used the word proper, but I may.
So you just say, give me a flat-out salad.
When you go to a restaurant, though, you feel like you ought to eat what their specialty is, though, right? You don't really think I'm at a restaurant to eat a salad. I mean, I could go to Schnucks to pick up a salad.
Well, unless they're known for their salad. If you want a Driscoll, you get a Driscoll.
Well, yeah, well, Llewellyn's would be,
right, then you get the Driscoll.
Be the exception, sure. And you're getting your name into the hopper to win a trip to spring training.
Or to Louisville.
Now, you mentioned earlier Cobb salad. Did you say, because I thought it wasn't named after, isn't it named after the town in Georgia?
Cobb County, Georgia?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I feel like people wrongfully say that it's named after Ty Cobb, but I feel like that's not.
I was just joking.
Accurate.
I have no idea. Why would you name a salad after Ty Cobb?
Because he's a famous baseball player?
Well.
Because he was a racist. Why would you name a salad after Ty Cobb?
Or any other baseball player.
But you got drinks like an Arnold Palmer,
right?
A John Daly. You got a Ty Cobb salad.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, let's stop the show and figure out if the Cobb salad is named after Ty Cobb.
Here you go. The Cobb salad was a signature menu of the Brown Derby, a landmark restaurant out in Hollywood.
Sure.
Okay.
The salad is now served in restaurants worldwide. It generally consists of finely chopped lettuce, avocado, tomato, chicken, turkey, or ham, boiled eggs. It got its name from the Brown Derby owner, Bob H. Cobb.
Yeah, oh, sure. Robert Howard Cobb.
Yep.
I remember it. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
So we've gotten, if we don't do anything else today, you have learned how the Cobb salad got its name.
A little bit of education.
But we are going to do something else today.
What are we going to do?
Not only are we going to talk Pokemon Go, we're going to talk it over with Ryan Kelly.
Ooh.
Right now, we're talking Cobb salads, we're talking Pokemon, and now we're talking mortgages. Good morning, Ryan.
You guys are making me hungry with all this Pokemon talk or Cobb salad talk or whatever the heck.
Yeah.
How are we doing, boys? You see these clouds rolling in? Have they hit Hampton yet?
No.
Yeah, they're over
Hampton. We see them, but we've got no rain or anything here.
Well, it's not raining here. I was running to the office this morning. I'm complaining and griping on the phone to somebody. I'm like, it's already sunny, it's hot, it's humid, blah, blah, blah. Hang up the phone, and 5 minutes later, they call me back. They're like, what's wrong with you, man? It's rainy, it's cloudy and dark and cool. Anyhow, weather changes in St. Louis. You know what else changes?
What?
Mortgage rates.
Oh.
Mortgage rates. Yeah. Guys, come on. They're all over the place.
Should have known that answer.
Right now, they're at these crazy low levels, and I mean that. I remember when I got in this business, Doug, 15 years ago, rates never changed. It was either 5.3 or 5.4. It was just, they never really moved, and now we don't even print rate sheets because there's so much volatility, they change daily. I'm Ryan Kelly. I'm the homeowner expert. If your current mortgage rate is not in the twos, take 5 minutes. Call my office. Can't tell you how many times I walk into an appointment to meet with our client, and it's a morning after show fan, and they're the coolest. We just sit down, and really, we don't talk about the mortgage much. We talk about you guys. So we'll leave it at that. Direct number is 314-781-9700. 781-9700. Or always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. My company is the Home Loan Expert LLC. Boys, I really appreciate it. Let me jump on. I'll let you get back to Cobb Salads.
Thank you, sir. That's Ryan Kelly joining us on the program, Doug, that he is the title sponsor of. It's called the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Back in the early 80s, interest rates on a home, sometimes 17, 18%.
Yeah.
And now they're 2-something?
2-something.
Incredible.
It's a perfect time to call Ryan Kelly, yep. Also a big supporter of the American Junior Golf Association Golf Clinic on July 30th at the Legends.
And think about this. Let's say, Doug, you get that new house. You go to Ryan Kelly. He hooks you up with a mortgage. Mm-hmm. You're going to need your insurance, okay? Your homeowner's insurance.
Sure. Yeah. Any ideas there?
You go to Marishan Farmers Insurance. Wow. Over 5 years of experience as a farmer's insurance agent. Chris and his team have the knowledge and experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business insurance, and more. Chris and his team will make recommendations for you to help save you money. Office located, Doug, write this down, 8515 Delmar Boulevard. Office hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Talk directly with Chris and his staff, not an automated third party. For a quote, text Chris, C-H-R-I-S, to 41-411 or call him at 314-942-1506. Marishan Farmers Insurance. Doug, look at line 5. What do we got on line 5?
Kitten Kabumi.
You've been waiting for an hour and a half.
You asked for it.
Everybody wants to know, what is this Pokemon Go? I'm 34 years old. I remember my younger brother, Nick, who is now 27. I remember him playing Pokemon back in the day. I didn't really get it. And now I don't really get what's going on. People are walking around, Doug. They have their phones out. They're looking here. They're looking there. Where's Pokemon? Where is it? I don't know what this is about.
No.
We're going to find out. We're going to welcome in Jewel.
Hey, mom, a gamer, a geek, a cyclist, and a runner.
And on Twitter, you can follow her at Kitten Kabumi. It's Jewel joining us here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Good morning, Jewel. How are you?
Hi, I'm not bad.
Now, you seem very chipper. You seem very chipper and happy, and we like that. We were kind of checking out on Twitter. Now, there's no reason to be nervous. This is a show. It's not very popular. Nobody listens to it. We're a bunch of clowns. We say dumb stuff all the time. There's no reason to be nervous. We just want to get to the bottom of this. What the hell is going on with the Pokemon?
All right. So, you mentioned that, or someone mentioned that they had a younger brother.
Yeah.
I'm 29, and Pokemon was pretty big when I was, like, 10.
Okay.
So it was just, like, something that I kind of, like, grew up with, and probably typically anyone around my age grew up with loving as well. And when Pokemon Go got announced, I was like, that's kind of neat. That kind of reminds me of, you know, something I loved when I was a kid. And I didn't think it would be, like, as crazy as it is. And it's a GPS-based game. It's kind of like, it's free to play. And that pretty much that means that you can download it for free and play it for free. And there's, like, a cash shop where you can buy optional items in order to kind of, like, advance the gameplay. And it's kind of funny because I just kind of went out. I have a three-year-old who goes on walks with me, and we just kind of, like, started going out walking. And I noticed that there was just, like, other people walking with their phones out. And I was like, are these people playing Pokemon Go like me? Or am I, like, the only, like, you know, weirdo out here playing with Pokemon at 29 years old? And it just kind of, like, dawned on me that, you know, there's people of, like, all different age groups that are playing this game. I walked by an older guy who was, like, 60, and he had, like, you know, like, a nerdy T-shirt on, and he was just, like, stopping and, like, playing Pokemon. And I was like, okay, that's kind of neat. And last night I was, like, biking, and you guys mentioned that I looked young, and I had, like, this teenager, like, hit on me, and I was like, oh, no, I'm just playing Pokemon, not looking, you know, to be, like, hit on.
Mm-hmm. You weren't Tindering.
No, I was not. I was Pokemoning.
All right, so how do you Pokemoning? I mean, what exactly? I hear people say that they're seeing things, or that Pokemon are, like, if Charlie downloaded the app right now, there would be apparently some Pokemon here at the station.
Yeah, like, so if you were to download the app, you would, like, make your little person. It would be, like, your little Pokemon guy, and you would name him, and you would go by, like, a username. And you can, I mean, there could be, it kind of depends on, like, the density of your area. So I live kind of, like, in farmland in Illinois, and there's not much out here, so I have to do a lot of walking. So there's never really any Pokemon in my home, but if you guys are at a radio station, there's probably going to be some things there because different buildings and monuments and landmarks are like these, like, stops. They're, you know, they can be like they're called poke stops or gems, and a gem is something that you would try to, like, take over, and other people playing the game, depending on if they're on your team. There's three teams, Instinct, Mystic, and Valor, and they're just kind of like, they represent you and other people that pick those teams. But they would either fight for their team that took over the gym or fight to, like, take it over as their team. But as for you, if you wanted to download it, you would just kind of start it off, and you would see, like, Pokemon show up on your GPS. It goes by a GPS map, kind of like Google Maps. And you would just start walking, and then suddenly one of the Pokemon would appear on your screen, and you would have to click on it, and you would start the process to catch it, and then you can kind of, like, collect them and just kind of level them so they're more powerful and, you know, things like that.
But you're not really trying to win anything, are you? Are you playing against another person, or you're just collecting them?
Well, it's still in the early stages of the app, so they're coming out with features, and I just read an article that they're going to try to add features and update it about every 2 weeks. And since it's still early, there's no way to really battle anyone yet. And I can't really say any features that come because I'm just, you know, a fan and someone that just started playing as well. But as of right now, not that I know of, it's only been about 3 days. And it's kind of funny because I just started playing too. So it's all about learning and seeing what, you know, all it can do.
So wait, do you win money or anything?
No, it's nothing like real money. It's just kind of like a fun thing that kind of might take you back to your childhood of collecting Pokemon, you know, when you played on the Game Boy Color.
Okay. You remember, Chuck?
Yo, one of my kids was big on Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
Is he still part of this whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's people, like, did you see the news article where this guy, like, held up traffic on a highway and caused a big wreck because he was trying to catch a Pikachu?
Yeah, I did.
If you got a chance to catch a Pikachu, you got to do it, though.
Yeah, the rest of the world be damned.
I guess so.
How many Pikachus do you have?
None, because I live out in the middle of nowhere, and we all have these, like, little pigeons called Pidgey, and it's, like, the only thing I can find. So I just find nothing but, like, pigeons.
So, oh, you poor thing.
It really is, if you're in a more populated area, from what you're saying, Kitten, in a more populated area, there's more action on the Pokemon game.
Yeah, like, if you go to, like, the St. Louis Zoo, I saw that it was probably like the best place to go and find Pokemon at, and just kind of like all the landmarks and stuff give you like extra Pokeballs, which is what is used to catch the Pokemon. And so like the more landmarks in your area, the better you'll do, because the more Pokeballs you have, the more Pokemon you can catch, and the higher level and more powerful you can get.
Now, have you spent money?
No.
But there is the opportunity for people to spend money.
Yes, you can buy Pokeballs with money, and you can buy, I think you can buy incense with money, which incense is something that, it's like a buff. You use it on your character, and it attracts more Pokemon around, so you can catch them faster. So it has, you know, cash shop items like that.
Now, I looked at your blog, and my question for you is, Are those Let's Plays, or are they just screenshots that you have?
Oh, well, see, I'm kind of a crappy blogger. I had kids, and, you know, it's not really... I used to play a lot of video games, but then I got older and busier, and all the fun things that I liked doing, like making YouTube videos and streaming on Twitch, kind of, you know, stopped. So they're not really like Let's Plays anymore. It's kind of like, here's my video. I'm just, you know, trying to still show people that I like video games.
And that's when you went by the screen name Magic Panties.
Oh, God, yeah. See, I bike at home on a bicycle that has a leaderboard, so you have to have a leaderboard name. And, you know, people were just, like, using names like Bike Girl or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to do something totally crazy. That way people laugh when they see me.
It's funny you say that because Doug was trying to use that screen name.
Right, that was my nickname for years.
He saw that it was already taken. He was really mad about that.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate the screen.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jewel, a.k.a. at Kitten Kaboomy, we really appreciate you coming on because we had no idea
clue what was going on.
And now I feel like we and the listeners have a much better idea about this phenomenon that seems to be kind of sweeping the nation. So we thank you for coming on. You did a great job. There was no need to be nervous. And I think you filled us all in.
Brought heat.
On what was going on with the Pokemon and the Pikachus.
Awesome.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You got it, Kitten.
Thanks a lot. That's Jewel, a.k.a. at Kitten Kaboomy, Doug.
Magic panties?
Magic panties.
She said that at one time she went under the name Magic Panties. And I have a feeling that could have been the trigger for Sea Monster to get her on the show when he saw that she wrote, also, at one time I named myself Magic Panties.
So he thought there was something more going on than just the Pokemon.
Well, you might lead you to believe, but she's...
But there wasn't.
She said she was 29. She's been married for 9 years and two awesome little boys that keep her on her toes.
May I say this, though? So
it's always got to be about feet, doesn't it?
So they don't make any money off this.
The person playing.
But let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, they do.
We were talking. We have talked about the fact that you love the Candy Crush.
Oh, I'm sick.
There's all the games.
Yep.
You can play the word games, this and that on the phone. So this seems to be another game. At least it is inspiring people to get off the couch and be a little active. So I'm not going to be a hater about it. I don't really necessarily get it. I'm probably not going to do it myself.
Right.
But I'm not going to hate because as long as they're, you know, people are moving around, I know somebody got robbed for it. And she talked about somebody stopping traffic.
There's been some good hookups, too.
Yeah. Some good hookups. But seems harmless.
It does. But they are making money off of it. Because, as I read here, you can buy items in a store with real money that help you lure Pokemon. And as you sign up for the app, they take people's information and then they sell that data to other companies.
And think about this. Let's say you're a store. Let's say you're... What's
a
good store?
How about own it or does something else?
Doug, what if you're Gateway Buick, right? And you want to get customers in your lot.
Really good.
You go to the Pokemon Go.
There's probably Pokemon there.
You say, look, there's all kinds of Pikachus here. Somebody's looking for Pikachu.
This place is lousy with Pikachu.
They're looking for Pokeballs. Yeah. All of a sudden, boom, they buy a vehicle.
Yeah, I thought so. Nintendo owns it, and apparently shares are skyrocketing for Nintendo, just like for GMC, Gateway Buick GMC.
Right. Just like for Gateway Buick GMC, Doug.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't surprise me one bit. If I wanted to find some Pokemon, that'd be the first place I'd go.
Sure.
Gateway Buick GMC.
And as soon as I get to the paper, I'm going to tell you much more about it.
This was the second ever mobile title from Nintendo. I remember when they announced they were going to start mobile gaming. It says Pokemon Go has added nearly $11 billion to the value of Nintendo.
In like 3 days, basically.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yes, they are
making...
To
hell with the UFC.
Yes, they are making money on it. The answer to that is yes.
So, Doug,
they are making money on it.
You can go to Gateway Buick GMC for the Pikachus and the Pokeballs. They also have some good sales on cars.
Okay.
They're having the best summer sale in years. For a limited time, score extra rebates and deals that will get you on the road in your dream car with money left to spend on your summer vacay. They have 86 2016 Buick Encores on the lot and 11 2016 GMC Acadias with a limited time offer, Doug. 0% for 72 months. That's 6 years. That's amazing 0% rate for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
This deal does not come around often, so take advantage at Gateway Buick GMC today, located off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard in Hazelwood, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Go there for the cars, for the Pikachus, for the Pokeballs.
Mm-hmm.
They got it all, Doug.
Yep.
They got it all. At Gateway Buick
GMC. Yeah, we've been there a few times. We've done a few shows out there.
We have. Very
nice. John Davis, nice man.
Yeah, very nice place. Yeah.
So I feel like I have a better idea. I'm not saying I'm 100% knowledgeable of the Pokemon
I think you're Pokemon ready. I think if you got the app, you'd be ready to go, Chuck.
You just never really know what's going to take off. At one point in this country, everybody had to have a Beanie Baby.
Yes.
And was willing to pay hundreds of dollars for certain Beanie Babies.
Absolutely.
At one point, it was Cabbage Patch Kids.
Sure was.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Ladies were beating each other over the head at Toys R Us to get, make sure that they got a Cabbage Patch doll for their child.
Doug, how about troll dolls with the hair? The
yes.
troll dolls.
Yep.
The Pet Rock was a craze at one point. Pet Rocks.
Chia Pet.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about the Slinky?
Betamax.
The Yo-Yo. Mm-hmm. The Rubik's Cube.
The Rubik's Cube.
Can't forget about the Furby.
The Furby.
Or the Tickle Me Elmo.
Yes.
Tickle Me Elmo.
At least things like yo-yos, at least you're doing something. At least there's some talent involved. What talent is there in a Cabbage Patch doll or a Beanie Baby or something like that? That's just nothing.
You got to get the limited edition
there's nothing
one.
There.
But it's like collecting.
Toy. What talent is
it's
there?
Not talent. It's like collecting baseball cards or stamps or coins.
You're looking for a talent, Doug. What's a talent?
Again, but coins have value. Baseball cards has some character. It's a story of a player's life. And stamps have a purpose and usually have some history behind them. You know, you're talking about Pet Rocks.
If you get a limited edition My Little Pony, we're talking something that not a lot of people have. There's value there.
I don't know. It's just hard to understand, really, what's going to become big and what's junk.
I think you're just mad that you didn't hold on to some of this stuff.
I held on to some of my baseball cards. I still have some of those from the 60s, but the market crashed on baseball cards, too. There's nothing there anymore.
Nope.
But it crashed
should've
much worse the for the cards from my childhood. Those are worth literally nothing.
Those are
at
the
least
ones
yours,
that are overly mass-produced.
Yours still have mm-hmm. some value in the 60s. Like,
yes.
I collected in the early 90s.
Right.
I probably spent my entire, any cent or dollar I got from age about 8 to 12 or 13 I spent on baseball cards, and now they're collectively probably worth about $2.75.
Yeah. Because everybody else was doing the same thing.
Like a whole set, you go and look, and it's worth like $6.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got a couple of sets. When each of my kids was born, I bought them a set of baseball cards
from the year that they were born.
I don't know why I did it.
And you said you like that 1992 Donruss.
We haven't even opened the sets.
Bowman. No.
I don't remember what they were.
Topps Trade.
Stuffed away in a closet somewhere.
How about Pinnacle?
Fleer?
But I've got some 1960s stuff from like Willie Mays.
Fleer,
and
Flair.
Killebrew and Juan Marichal and those. But I think if they're not in just pristine condition, they're not worth much.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, my friend Leon, who listens to the show, he knows all about like if it's an 8.5 or a 7.5 or a 9.5. I mean, one little misperfection or one little crease. It's crazy.
I knew a guy who had a Nolan Ryan.
He's our intern.
This was he had a Nolan Ryan when he was right at his card was one of the most valuable going at the time.
Yep.
And he brought it in. It was in perfect condition. And he took it out of the little plastic case and he showed it to the dealer and says, "How much is that worth?" And the dealer says, "It's worth about $1,200." He said, "Okay, I'm going to see if I can get more for that." In putting the card back into the sleeve,
he said it lost value.
He just narrowly nicked the corner. He goes, "Well, now it's worth about $600."
Yeah, I mean, it's almost too much. The little intricacies.
But. Yeah,
I remember as a young tyke, let's say I was 11, 12, 13, where $5 to me was like $1 million. I remember going to a card show and buying one pack of 1989 Upper Deck.
Okay.
One pack
for the
$5.
For the Griff.
You're searching for the number one.
Yep.
The first Upper Deck card I believe ever made,
correct,
which was Griffey. At the time, I think it was worth like $125 or $150.
Yep.
Now, granted, I had done this before to try to get Griffey, but on this particular day at a card show, I did get
you got him.
The Ken Griffey Jr., and it was like the greatest day of my life. I mean, I saw that card, and again, $5 was your allowance for the whole week, basically, and I got the Griffey done.
Did you sell it?
I think I sold it in my college years. Like one time I come back from college, I needed money, and I took all these good baseball cards that I'd spent my entire childhood, you know, probably spending hundreds of dollars on, and sold, you know, three or four of them for like $50. Mm-hmm. I think the Griffey had went from, you know, maybe it was $150 when I was a kid, and I want to say it went down to like $15, $20. Seamonster, do you have some info on this?
Here, right now. Again, we're talking about the PSA number. I'm looking at a Griffey PSA 9, and then it says ungraded. You could buy for $100 right now. But then I also see it for $19.
Take the 100.
And $59. Mm-hmm. And $21. So, I mean, it's crazy.
You got to check the packet.
Do you know how much it's worth?
Remember the Becketts?
Yes.
It's worth however much someone will pay for.
You got it. That's how much a card's worth.
Sea Monster?
Jennings, I'm curious if your friend would have information. I was discussing this recently with a friend of how the internet and eBay changed the landscape for sports cards and memorabilia in general. Because as a kid, I collected hockey cards.
Yep.
And you were kind of at the mercy. And there used to be a lot of different little card shops around South County and South St. Louis where I lived.
Yep.
And they would hold that Beckett guide as gospel and charge pretty high prices for some of these cards that years later when I went to go sell...
Went way down.
All of them went way, way down.
Yeah. I had a couple of the... When the Highland Mint came out, I was lucky enough to get a Nolan Ryan bronze. They were out of silver. I had a Howard Saul was his name, a card dealer. But there were a bunch of card dealers around town. And then I got the Ozzie Smith gold bronze that was supposed to be higher value, and then it went down. I mean, it's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, what the value of a card is what you can get for it. I don't care what anybody says the grade is. They can have all these grades, but if somebody's not going to pay you for it, that number, it doesn't matter.
Go ahead, Doug.
They still have a lot of those baseball card stores.
They used to. I mean, like Seamonster was saying, and like Charlie, in the early 90s, I mean, there were probably 10, 12, 15 around town. And I bet I bet there aren't five anymore.
Hmm. It's sad, Doug.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we did get to talk to Kitten Kabumi.
Yes, we did.
A.K.A. Magic
Panda. I thought she was a delight.
Yeah, she was a delight. She had her children young.
And she's 29. And again, I say this as an absolute compliment. She looks much younger in her Twitter profile picture, Doug. She even said, let's recap part of the interview. I don't know if we have the audio yet.
Yeah.
But she said,
well, it was an important moment.
A young teenager actually was hitting on her.
Yeah.
Now, I could see if you're a 16, 17-year-old dude.
Well, you can make a play for
that. Think about this. As she mentioned, because again, I remember my younger brother being into Pokemon when he's about 8, 9, 10 years old.
Okay.
So if you're now a 27-year-old dude...
It's right in your alley.
...and you're looking to meet chicks, and you know that other young ladies who back in the day played Pokemon, I bet you there's some guys that are going out there with the Pokemon Go to try to meet some other girls in the park.
She's picked up 11 followers since we had her on the air.
No fooling.
She, you know what she's got?
No.
8,143.
Really?
She has 8,000 followers?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Pokemon
That's
guru.
Kicks my ass.
Yeah.
Nothing like that Holy L. Holy L's up to like 44,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on showing scantily clad photos.
Absolutely.
All right.
Doug, why don't you try that?
Well, I may. I may. Times get rough. You know, I've done quite a bit of modeling.
Not rough now?
No. Well, yeah, they're pretty rough now that I think of it. You know, all the modeling I've done, all the runway modeling I've done.
Wears out the knees, doesn't it? It hurts the knees.
I did a lot of Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yep.
Modeling. Mm-hmm. So some of those pictures are probably still out there.
Haynes work was good.
A tattered Abercrombie hat. It was it was pre-tattered before you even bought it.
Just to kind of look like the bad boy, that's all.
Right.
Man, Abercrombie and Fitch, I feel like that's my generation. And I never purchased one article of clothing
in my
entire
life.
I don't know. But like my high school years, late 90s, Abercrombie and Fitch, that was the spot. You go in there, the music was blaring.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of cool to work there in a way, I guess. Again, I never did it, but...
My college years, everyone wanted the little alligator on the shirt. Yeah.
Lacoste
thing. To the point where...
Rene Lacoste.
If you had a shirt that was just too old or didn't fit you anymore or had holes in it, you'd cut out the alligator and tape that onto something else.
You remember the knockoffs? The fox?
Yeah.
The frog?
Oh, and if someone saw you, you'd be ridiculed for trying to have status.
If you had a fake eye shot, things were so much simpler.
Yeah, they really were.
Things were so much simpler back in...
He's doing it again.
Back in the World War II days. Back in the day when a guy like Sailor Jerry basically came on the scene.
That's right.
Sailor Jerry Spice Drum is created in honor of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins.
And as I understand it, he was kind of a timid guy.
What kind of fellow was he?
I don't know if I'd say timid.
No.
He's the undisputed father of the old school tattoo.
Oh.
He's a Navy vet who built his rep inking soldiers and sailors in WW2 era Honolulu, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
A true American icon and a stubborn son of a bitch who never compromised his standards or ideals. The kind of guy I think that would vote for Hillary, Doug. If you ask me.
I doubt it. I doubt it seriously.
We make our rum to keep his legacy alive. Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum is made the old school way. 92 proof, bold, and smooth as hell.
Boy, we should have gotten some of that for Kit and Kaboomy. Send her a little Sailor Jerry.
You know what? I'm going to go buy some Sailor Jerry.
Okay.
I'm going to look up where to purchase it because I'm not sure about that. I like a rum and Coke. I'm not a big cocktail drinker. I'm more of a beer guy, Doug, personally.
Yeah.
If I drink beer, I'm going to drink Bud Light.
Yeah, me too.
But if I'm going to go with a cocktail, I'm going to go rum and Coke. And I want to try this out because this is my favorite live read to do because I get to swear.
Yeah. Sailor Jerry. And I suspect he voted for Roosevelt like everybody else. And
back in WW2?
Was that a problem that he voted for FDR?
No, but he said he'd vote for Hillary, and it doesn't say anywhere in there that he was a blind lemming that would follow a crook all the way to the White House.
Did you ever notice, like, I do this just to kind of tick him off, but he can't take it. He can't take it as a joke. He always gets into, like, a hot political take.
A woman makes me so mad, I can't take anything
as a joke.
Do you know that I can't pull up where to buy Sailor Jerry?
Is that because of the internet boycott?
Oh, that's the same reason we can't pull up WWE.com and Plowsley has to pull the audio off his phone.
Yeah, right? We can't read about it.
We'll get that filtered. Fixed.
Is that the same reason it's 87 degrees?
It's hotter than that. I saw a diamondback rattlesnake slither across the floor a second ago.
An Arizona diamondback?
That's how hot it is here.
The rattlers have turned up.
I'm not going to get into the specifics of the text. We were kind of joking yesterday about how sometimes Cardinal fans will basically say that, like, you know, their coaching staff is worth 5 wins a year if certain guys aren't there and whatnot. And I made a little joke to Doug on the text. And then he immediately responded to a text that was just baseball related. There was no political agenda. He literally responded to it with a Hillary take. Mm-hmm. And I said something along the lines of, well, that's kind of a stretch, but okay. Like, it was a baseball text about the Cardinals and the coaching staff. Doug responded. There was no link to politics.
It just
no.
came
there
out
was
of
no
nowhere.
Natural link, and that's right where he went.
It was because it was you.
All right.
And your blind support
can I,
for this
can
woman.
I ask you an honest question, Doug?
Yeah.
Who do you think will be the next president of the United States of America?
Can I interject?
You do think that?
I think so.
May I interject?
Yes.
I just randomly – I follow all of these gaming sites.
Oh.
For the sports betting, for the football and the whatnot.
Yep.
So, you know, we're talking covers.com and all that.
The odds.
And they post political odds. And I did see yesterday that Hillary, according to, I believe it was covers.com, I can't remember which one, but Hillary is minus 275, which is a pretty, I don't want to say overwhelming favorite, but that's not really
strong.
Close to a pick 'em. So Hillary was minus 275, Trump was plus 250.
So you, despite your disdain, you do believe that she will be the next president.
Unfortunately, we've lost our way to such a point that this horrible woman will get in.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
But for what reason? I haven't the foggiest idea what anybody
Maybe
sees in Hillary Clinton.
Maybe it's the person running against her.
Well, that's got a lot to do with it, I'm sure. Yeah. I just can't believe why people are lined up to support Hillary Clinton. It just boggles my mind.
Either way, Doug, I think whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, we can all agree we have two candidates that we can believe in.
I've got no candidates that I can believe in.
We have two candidates we can get behind and feel good about.
Zero candidates right now.
To me,
get behind
to me, either choice is a good choice. Correct?
No, no. Mm-mm.
Hey, let's take a break.
One choice is saying, "I don't care if you commit the horrible acts of treason when you're Secretary of State, if you release government secrets, that's fine. We don't care." And I honestly don't think anybody does
care. She released
care.
Them. She purposely released them to the enemies.
Who knows what was in there? If we had video of her handing over state secrets to the Russians
right.
and the Chinese, most of the Democrats say, oh, well, yeah, but Trump, that's what they would say. Who cares? As long as she beats Trump, it doesn't matter what she does.
But you say the exact same thing on the opposite side. As long as Trump beats Hillary.
As long as any... I don't care if it's Trump. I didn't want it to beat Trump. As long as anybody beats Hillary.
I think Kit and Kaboomy, when she's 35, she should run.
I would love to
she
see
Kit and Kaboomy.
She
had six years to...
Magic Panties.
Kind of get ready to go.
Because
you have to be 35, Doug.
Yeah, I know
that. Do you think if she ran, they would bring up the fact that once she had a screen name, they made it Magic
I think people would use that negative attack ad.
Sure.
And that's wrong.
Her opponent would say, "Do you really want to elect somebody who had the screen name Magic Panties?"
I got to take a break, guys. We have a mini exit poll coming up next, and we have three fun with audio clips coming up in hour number three of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live in the Gateway from the Gateway Buick GMC studio on CBS Sports Radio 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2.